It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
It is November 9th, 1871, and we are in the deep, dark jungles of Africa. It is here that we find the evil villain, Dr. Steve, and his sock-shaped assistant, Fidget, on their quest to find the famous explorer, Dr. David Livingston. Dr. Steve is planning to utter the historic phrase, Dr. Livingston, I presume, before Henry Morton Stanley is able to. The two dastardly rogues are currently traveling down the Nile River aboard the riverboat, the Magdalena Maiden, which is being piloted by jungle guide, Don Skip Chapman.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the right is old Smiley the Crocodile. Please keep your hands inside the boat, as old Smiley is always looking for a hand out.
Fidget, keep your hands inside.
We're now entering the sacred bathing pool of the elephants. Go ahead and take pictures if you'd like, folks. It looks as if the elephants all have their trunks on.
What is he talking about? They're not wearing anything.
As Dr. Steve and Fidget travel down the Nile River, let's check in with our hero, Dr. Floyd, his young protege, Dr. Grant, and their faithful robot companion, Chips.
Jeepers, Dr. Floyd, what could Dr. Steve want in the middle of this deep, dark jungle?
I'm not sure exactly, Dr. Grant, but I think he may be trying to thwart the meeting of Dr. David Livingston and Henry Morton Stanley.
You mean the whole Dr. Livingston, I presume, thing?
Exactly. We have to find Stanley and make sure he arrives at Livingston's camp before Dr. Steve does.
Do you know where that is?
No, but we... What is it, Chips?
He says that there are about 30 life forms closing in on our location.
Life forms? What does he mean by life forms?
Maybe he means a life form like that guy standing behind you with a spear?
What in tarnation?
As Dr. Floyd spins around, he comes face to face with the business end of a razor-sharp spear. Holding the spear is a very angry-looking native. Thundering out of the bushes come 29 other natives who have our heroes completely surrounded. As our heroes decide what to do, let's return to Dr. Stephen Fidget, who are still on board the jungle boat, the Magdalena Maiden.
Up ahead is an explorer's outpost. We'll stop in and see if he's seen Dr. Livingston. I was by here earlier and... Looks like that group of gorillas has overrun the camp. Don't make any sounds like a banana. These guys find that very appealing.
Oh, brother.
We'd better look elsewhere for Dr. Livingston. Up ahead is beautiful Schweitzer Falls, named after that famous African explorer, Dr. Albert Falls.
No, that's not right, Fidget. I do believe his name was Dr. Schweitzer.
We're now entering into the most dangerous part of our journey. We'll be traveling through the hippo pool. These creatures have been known to overturn a boat if they feel threatened. How many of you want to turn back?
Well, if it's dangerous, we probably should.
How many of you want to go forward? How many of you are completely apathetic about the whole situation? Now, the local natives tell me that these hippos are only dangerous when they're wiggling their ears and blowing bubbles, which is exactly what they are doing. Okay, hang on, folks. I'll scare them away.
Hold me, Fidget.
Okay, folks. Looks like they're gone.
I did not scream like a little girl.
Let's now leave Fidget and Dr. Steve, who did indeed scream like a little girl, and see how our heroes are faring with a group of natives who have them surrounded.
What are we going to do now, Dr. Floyd?
I don't know, Dr. Grant. Just remain calm. Yes, hello there. We come as friends.
Daiwanawanga.
Dr. Floyd, Chip says that he knows what they are saying.
What? You do? Fluent in over 6 million languages? Well, wonders never cease. Well, tell him that we are peaceful and we're just looking for Dr. Livingston.
Dr. Floyd, how do the natives understand Chips?
Shh, be quiet, Dr. Grant. Don't ask questions.
Yate, yate, yoda.
What did he say, Chips?
Did he just say what I think he said they said, Dr. Floyd?
Yes. He said they're taking us prisoner.
The natives form a tighter circle around our heroes, spears pointed menacingly at them.
Hold me, Dr. Grant.
With much regret, we must now leave our heroes in this perilous situation and check in one last time with the evil mastermind, Dr. Steve, who is nearing the end of his jungle cruise.
Unfortunately, we're not in the clear yet, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to enter headhunter country, and that's a very dangerous place to be headed.
Well, this is just going from bad to worse. This was a bad idea, Fidget.
Up there on the bank is Trader Sam. He's the head salesman here in the jungle. He's running a special today. Two of his heads for one of yours.
Wait, why are you pulling the boat over?
This is your stop.
What? No, we're not getting out in headhunter country.
It was a joke. You'll be fine. The village right next to this one is the village where Dr. Livingston is staying.
Oh, really? Well, thank you then.
Please watch your step as you get out. That dock there is made of hickory, and when it gets wet, it can become quite slick. It's what we call in the jungle a slippery hickory dock.
Oh, brother. Quick, Fidget. Let's get out of here.
Dr. Steve and Fidget are now only one village away from Dr. Livingston, while our heroes have been taken prisoner by some hostile jungle natives. Will Dr. Steve beat Henry Morton Stanley to Dr. Livingston? Will our heroes escape in time to stop Dr. Steve? And just how do the natives understand Chips anyway? Find out the answer to these questions and more next week when you'll hear Don Skip Chapman say...
Oh, and if you guys get into any trouble out there, just give me a yell.
Well, what should we yell?
Just say...
That's next week on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.